cards and presents, as well as fancy dress and tickets for all your favourite nights out, including Fruity Fridays.
Top tips from the Student Advice Centre.
Join a club or society, as it's a great way to meet loads of like-minded people and get involved.
There are loads of part-time job opportunities in Leeds that'll keep any financial worries at bay, or pop into your Student Advice Centre to help with budgeting and money management.
Staying safe in a new city can be stressful for some. Here at the Student Advice Centre, you can chat to us about anything in confidence, whether it's academic or personal.
And remember, the Student Advice Centre is here for you.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello and welcome to Plain Sailing. Right, there isn't actually a news loop on the radio computers, so quickly, for anyone checking in for news,
a quick run through.
Quick run through of stuff. Totally not off any big BBC websites. Metropolitan Police, the London Police, are having an investigation into alleged corruption after there are claims it covered up child sex offences involving MPs and actual police.
We clearly don't condone that. Good luck, Matt.
Ed Miliband has ruled out a coalition with the Scottish National Party because he's claimed there are big differences between the parties. For the hard part, Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the SNP, has said the UK needs an overhaul, which is a bit worrying. Sounds a bit communist.
It does, yeah. Which needs to calm down.
New days, day one, all that. And finally, Vladimir Putin has laughed off absence rumours about his health, because he has made an appearance in public. Apparently everyone in Russia, we weren't aware, despite having done Russia Week last week, that Putin was apparently ill. But
his illness came at around the same time he did our Russian show, or his disappearance, which is slightly worrying.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think
maybe he's on his way over slowly to with his team of KGB agents.
What, to wipe us out?
Yeah, well, we were threatened on TV.
We were threatened on radio, but we haven't forgotten. You know, whoever's doing it is still out there. The untold assassin.
Well, we might get a new sort of terrorist this week, to be honest. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We're not making like a feature of the show, death threat, every week. I really hope not. Right, so now we're going to go into what our country is for this week. So,
give some clues. This country achieved... No, let's say that again. On the 6th of March is their Independence Day, because they achieved independence from the UK.
The name of this country means warrior king.
And that.
And it was formerly called the Gold Coast when it was ruled by Britain. So, of course, it's Ghana Week.
Ghana! Yay. It's going to be great, etc.
Etc, etc. Puns. And this is Beaming from the Source, quite a famous Ghanaian Maka Maka song. We'll explain what that is.
Maka Maka.
Yeah, it's a whole type of music.
Yeah, well, let's give it a listen. Shout out to Rachel Archer, by the way, who's out in Ghana, potentially suffering from malaria.
Well, that's not good.
So just to make clear, we all wish her a speedy recovery, but she's not out there on part of us. We don't have
international coverage.
That's what Plain Sailing is all about. Right, okay. So this is Beaming from the Source.
Store.
the rock floor, bringing all the way live from the source. Hit the funk store, the rock floor, bringing all the way live from the source. Rock school is all about a finger snap, hand claps, feet taps, love to when your head pops. Slide fly, sound fat when you high five, my jam rocks, hip the hop, stop knock. Came to shock the top style, leave you happy like a pimp. Wanna set a Baywatch, best believe that I rock the spot. Where you feelin' be rock, while I pick the sheep flock. To the beast, the bump, cannot get think a lot. Why not, rewind yourself, reactivate yourself, participate yourself, smooth slide, rack it to the shelf. Slipping. It's only last year your cousin died for drug slaying. That shit had me thinking. I can't fuck up the whole show for fast though. For fast though, rhyme, making John Doe and Ayo. I ain't seen no death throw, rocking no shows. So I flip the whole mind state to Dolo. But never slow mo, don't be slow mo. You catch you, I get. When you drink a beer, the world upon you. When you sold a bar, they don't care. They're probably in welfare, but no fear. This year is bound to be a fat year. This year is bound to be a good year.
Snow is all about a famous snaps and a handcraft. Love you when your head pops. It's all about the dream packs, pack cats, moving at the deadlines. Funk store, rock store, bringing it down live all the way from the source. The funk store, rock store, bringing it down live all the way from the source. Check it out now.
But we be beaming down live all the way from the source. When the weather gets hot like Tabasco sauce. Only every day we fight for the right course, of course. We never taking no shorts, we never taking no loss. We wanna be waiting for like Eric B. and rockin'. Never brother tell you that they're watching. Now that I got you wide open, you welcome to my tri-continental cypher. Hyphenate the funk to the stone. Now tell me what you get. You get a brother with more rhythm than a metronome. Now my man Reggie Rockstone, tell him how we chill when we back at the source. AKA
one bad African, the one only broke out just to break back. And now you shout, what's Africa's the only spot of fools be my cloud. No doubt, rock stone intense, paved the way for all y'all. Fresh out, run up in the badlands, now here's the new route. Crack the step and take a step and back, quick and step the weapon. Dripping with every representing, boy you're slipping. Repatriation means extreme representation, point and case.
Stone is all about the finger snaps and the hand claps. Love it when your feet tap. It's all about the dream backs, back hands, looking at the dreadlocks. It's the funk stone, rock stone, beaming down live all the way from the source. It's the funk stone, rock stone, beaming down live all the way from the source. Check it out now.
That's the national anthem of Ghana, for any of you national anthem fans out there. Yeah.
Heart-beating.
Just say I actually got it wrong for talking about what kind of music that was. Maka Maka is actually the Reggie Rockstone album that song was off. Again, called Beaming From The Source.
That's quite good.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, we played some questionable music on this, but I thought it was quite good.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Does anyone know if it's sort of a rule that every national anthem has to be played by sort of a violin and a cello?
Brass band.
Yeah.
Some
do you know any like sort that. Of national anthems that are like house and stuff?
Not house.
Do you know what I mean? Like a variety of sort of.
Here's a fun one. The Azerbaijani national anthem is just chanting Azerbaijan over and over again. I kid you not. Going like they did it before an England game. It's just Azerbaijan. It was quite terrifying.
That's original.
But yeah, sorry, that actually, the song we just played is a hip life song, which is a art form and music genre in Ghana.
Hip life. Hip life. Maybe that's a thug life later on.
Anyway, so we're going to go into our fun fact game, fact or fiction.
And actually, if you click the new tab quickly, we've just been on the Ghana web, Ghana news
biggest
website.
Biggest Ghanaian news site.
Yeah,
we think.
Supplying us with interesting stories. And we have a warning for Rachel, who is actually at the University of Ghana. Because here's the headline: Exposed, University of Ghana students act gay porn for survival. Apparently, the university has a festering underground gay porn movie industry, which is mostly male jobless students. So, don't know what the listeners can glean from that.
It's probably. I swear, it's a bit of a thing nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, you hear some things about like girls.
Yeah, I swear.
People
paying for real education by having sex, really, which is.
I don't know if this falls on dodgy ethical territory.
Well, ethical terms, as long as they're not in trouble. We don't condone any sort of misogyny or racism or any of that kind of thing. But, like, you know,
but the thing is, it's illegal to be gay in Ghana, I believe. So,
are you sure? No, I swear it's Uganda the one that's...
I think it's most, of Africa, or a lot of Africa. Because it's Ghana's 85% Christian. Here we go, we're just going on the rights now. I also found out through Rachel that if you expose your torso as a woman, your like belly, when you're walking around, evil spirits jump into your belly and take out your womb. And then you will be wombless.
Can we verify that with a YouTube video or something? I don't know.
I think you have to have super slow-mo. It's really quick. Yeah, just delves in, delves out.
Yeah, cool.
And then you're wombless.
Yeah, we've actually found out that male same-sex acts are illegal in Ghana, but it's uncertain whether female same-sex sexual activity is legal.
So that's just the male government thinking...
I was going to say, yeah, a bit of man made that rule, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's a very male rule.
We are a terrible, you know, gender. If you look at what we've done over the past few hundred years, we're pretty awful. Anyway, so fact or fiction...
Has anyone got anything else? That was probably my last one.
I do have one. All right, okay. Due to sort of lack of resources in, I'm going to say Africa.
Big place.
Lack of resources.
It's a big place, but
after we took the ball,
I can imagine this applies throughout Africa, but specifically for Ghana. Okay, there is such shortage of computers that daily, in schools, they have to transfer computers from schools to schools.
Really?
So everyone has enough. And they do it on their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the head thing. I went to Uganda and the head thing is insane. When you see, like, women carrying, like about 10 litre things of water.
It's so efficient,
head.
Though, if you think about it. Apart from it's just crushing their vertebrae.
Because it's all held on your spine. Sort of, like, that's the thing that's pushing up. And you have a lot of strength in your spine you don't really use.
But why have they not clocked on and sort of invented a wheelbarrow sort of thing?
They have invented wheelbarrows.
Why not? It's like hilly and stuff.
Also, on a side note, have you ever tried to, like, drive a wheelbarrow? They're impossible to actually...
Yeah, they can get
they're really
hands.
Bad.
It's not the death wobble, and then it's over, and then you've lost all your water.
It's, you have to walk, like, 2 or 3 miles to get it anyway.
So. Or a backpack?
Backpack.
Backpack. Mm. Yeah. Oh, well. Well,
I have a fun fact. I don't know if it was in Ghana, but this like international company like made loads of roads and stuff and made electricity wires and got to this village that they're trying to supply electricity. And they got there and the village had already come up with a solution. They just cut the top off a water bottle, stuck it in the ceiling and filled it with water. And then the sun goes into it and refracts out through the water. So it's just another light bulb made out of a water bottle.
That's
and the company was just like, we've wasted loads of money. We could have just given them food and clothes.
Well, do we know what company? Because there are lots of slightly less than
probably a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, another thing about African ingenuity, I don't think it was in Ghana, actually, but it was pretty cool. He built a windmill because he read a book about how to build a windmill, and, like, he built it and then, he's like, made it for his town and, like, crushed wheat and stuff.
That's nice.
Ingenious.
Very tight.
And with that, we're going to move on to our next song, which is an example of Ghanaian gospel music called The Pillar of My Life.
I'm going to like
so
this.
We hope you enjoy it.
Gospel.
Yeah, when you make me happy, when you have some fun, you're so funny.
Nice quiet intro there. Shall we just talk during it? What until it
is that
off?
Birds in the background?
Yeah, it's the echoes of the African forest.
It's
an example of Ghanaian high life again.
If anyone's in a bath right now, just lie your head back.
I'm against songs that are called this, where they sort of say this is the forest or this is the because you wouldn't have music in a forest, would you? It sort of annoys me.
Well,
you would
I
have
think
these bird noises.
That's
hello.
It's all sorts of things. Lingering.
Lurking in the
forest. Well, yeah, exactly. And if you were...
It could be a madman with a drum.
Well, exactly. If you were in a forest, you'd be freaking out. You wouldn't be relaxed.
Here's a question about a forest, which is so unrelated to anything. Would you rather be in, like, in pitch black in a forest and a madman with an axe run at you?
Mm.
Or pitch black in a forest and a little girl in a dress just skipping past you laughing?
Well, definitely the little girl.
Would you?
Yeah, well,
at like 3 a.m. in the dark, middle of a dark
forest.
There's immediate
danger. You're going to get killed.
Yeah, but what is the story behind that kid running around?
She's probably lost from a nearby village.
Yeah.
No, not... Like,
she's going to kill me.
That's quite a logical
in, like,
explanation.
A pretty dress and you're in the middle of a massive forest, so there must be some foul, evil things at play. I'd rather the man with the axe, because then you can just run.
But you could run from the girl.
But then if you trip up, you're dead.
Yeah, but the girl could be like the spirit of Satan.
Yeah, but if she's skipping as well, she's not going to be running after you. She's just going to be skipping.
No, that's what she skips by you. She doesn't even look at you.
That's fine. That's
and you just... say hi and she just runs past.
She might as well just be an insect sort of fluttering by.
Well, you don't know what's... That could be the first barrage of the spirits. Like
kids.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to go into the rest of the song.
Yeah,
it's all starting to happen.
That in your mind. Hmm. Well, that was pretty atmospheric.
It's exciting.
I just left all the listeners with the thought of a man with an axe or a little girl running.
Well, you can tweet us in at This Is Lee Student Radio. We've put a tweet up, so if anyone does have any responses to our important philosophical question, axe man or little girl, then you can...
Should I really quickly set the scene for this debate? You're in... It's 4 a.m. in the middle of a wood. You either have an axe man with an axe run by you, and he's probably going to kill you, or a little girl skip by you whistling. It's 4 a.m. in the middle of a massive forest. Which would you prefer? I'm saying the little girl. I'm sorry, I'm saying the axe man, because like you can, that's a tangible thing that you can deal with.
No, definitely the little girl. They won't kill you.
Well, it's yes, obviously
but
the little
she,
girl.
I just think there'd be something sinister about her. She could have a gun.
But she does.
How many little girls do you know that have to carry guns?
I don't know. Right, listeners may or may not have noticed that our resident battle stationer Marcus is not here. So we're going to do the world record draw without him. What's the world record this week?
Well, one of the main staples of Ghanaian cooking is rice. So, and
rice is nice.
Yeah, and there is in fact a world record, believe it or not, for the most amount of rice grains eaten one at a time in a minute.
I have a question about this.
Yeah.
Because if you feed a grain of rice to a pigeon, it blows up.
Yes.
It explodes. Basically,
no one's going to blow up on air.
But we're not going to have one. We're going to have loads. And I've got to play snooker in a bit. And I'm worried that I'll just blow up over
Why are you like 40?
I'm just gearing up for old age. It's going to be nice. Right, so shall I do the draw now?
Yeah, come on then.
The most grains of rice eaten in a minute, and it's going to be Nat. Names come up. But we're going to, if Mark does manage to make it into the end of the show, he's just doing
for
it
his,
now.
For his, as a forfeit, for his failure not to come in.
Yeah, he's going to have to do the rice thing.
Yeah, so if Mark is actually listening now, which we probably hope he is, then yeah, you should be aware. Right, yeah. This is possibly the most famous song by a person of English / Ghanaian descent. And
Can I tell a joke about this artist?
Yes, but after we say, I think this is one of the few things we're going to play where I think everyone is going to know what this is, really. You will have been somewhere where this has been played. So yeah, go on with your phone.
What do you call very light acid rain? Lethal drizzle.
And with that...
Me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm back. this is that's been written alive. This is a game and give it a prize. The real vision alive. I'm old school. I'm from the manor, I'd appear every brave, in chum MC Shabba, but I was on an original thing, suddenly forgot it all, please give me 16, I'm selfish, grim knows all about me, yeah, I'm on the money, man, it's all about cheese, and I don't mean to whine, but I'm dining, oh, snap, I couldn't give a flying hit, the whole hood that I like, am I writing, cause I'm hood like Little Red Riding, oh, what big balls you have, murder, man, no pimp, if you SKA, your skin burn, man, yeah, I'm Lee for the beat, top round dogs with me. I'm Lee for the beat. Top round dogs with me. If you don't know about me, yeah, I'm it's Lee for the middle of the record. Grime 2011. We run the ish.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, nice, yes. I think the music is actually, we might be upping our game this week.
Africa doesn't really do sad music. There's a lot of happiness going on in Africa, and hats off to them.
I think the South African national anthem is quite upsetting, actually.
Is it?
No. That's the new one. There's the Rainbow Nation one.
They got a new one. All,
yeah.
New release.
Yeah, actually, weird little boring fact about this, in a really sort of dull way, when Ed Miliband did Desert Island Discs, his first one was really like, he did it in a really like worthy voice, was like, and now it's the national anthem of the new South Africa. It's like, do you really go home and put on the national anthem of the new South African Republic?
His PR man is just not quite on. It's like, everyone's just sitting down in reverence like, yes.
This is exactly what I listen to at home. Screw disclosure.
What were we going to say? Yes.
Well, we were going to... Well, because we are missing our erstwhile member of the team, Mark, who usually does Battle Stations, we've decided to change to a new feature for this week called Plain CSI,
yes.
Or Crime Stations, because...
Or Crime... Crime Me a River again.
Crime Me... Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
there's some more.
Because,
probably.
Actually, a lot of the battles that happened in Ghana are quite depressing, because we were pretty awful. Oh yeah, quick little text we've had in from listener Phoebe, who says that we're all twits and you definitely go for the little girl.
I don't think Phoebe understands the kind of strange nature of this girl. I might like set it up and post it on our group.
Why are we all twits if only you voted for the...
Can someone please support me here? Because I'm sure
Girl in a forest. If anyone wants to come in and help Alex and text the team or tweet us, someone must think that you'd rather be hunted down by a man with an axe than see a small child.
Well,
I don't know who they are or why.
You have to immerse yourself in the idea of it, but we'll come back to that at the end and hopefully someone will come out and support me.
Anyway, so for Crime Stations this week, there's quite a big case of a Ghanaian man called...
Roger.
It's Maurice.
What's good about that still out there?
Who managed using dating sites to rob £800,000 from single women
ransom,
by claiming he was a American major general.
Well, I think that when you do like stings like that, hats off. I think anyone who does something as audacious as that, I just think it's quite a cool, good idea.
It's an alright idea, but the whole lots of money being stolen. I'd rather someone didn't steal all that money from me.
He was a fake as well, wasn't he?
Apparently it was desperate, lonely women who wanted to meet someone special, like important and special. But then I think, surely lots of women do that to men as well.
Yeah. Well, apparently he also sent them flowers on their birthdays and bombarded them with flattering messages and poetry.
Oh, so he sent them
money. A poet... fraudster.
As many strings to his bow.
Maurice has so many talents.
To be honest, that sounds nicer than most relationships I know about.
Yeah, well, I'd receive a poem and flowers if I could.
Yeah, that's quite nice, to be honest.
Might have to send some.
You're actually going to send some flowers now? In the style of Maurice.
Well, yeah.
Don't start a dating scam.
Did he get off the hook in the end?
Like, no, he's gone to prison for like 25 years.
Romance is dead.
Yeah, he managed to buy a huge mansion where they tracked him down to.
So, as far as our CSI goes, we don't really need to investigate this one, because it's a closed case. We could do this, actually. We could get a cold case and work our ideas like Sherlock.
Yeah, I think the 4 or 5 weeks of radio that we've done so far have shown that we are definitely the kind of people that can do an investigation.
Incredible analytical minds.
Analytical minds here at the Plain Sailing Team.
An idea.
Mm. So this next song is even more poorly linked than normal, but... band called The Mountain Goats, quite a big folk act, who actually, just shout out to friend Harry, who recommended The Mountain Goats.
Thank you.
Did a big confirmation of their songs, and it was called Ghana. So this is The Only Thing I Know by The Mountain Goats.
Lovely.
You know you're lying to me. Thank you.
I liked that.
Well, I'll say that sort of sounds like lobby music.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that when you're actually listening to it, you're like, oh, this is nice. And then you don't actually go and listen to it.
I think the people who made that would be incredibly insulted.
Sort of like, yes.
Well, that was, just leave me on who it was. It was Ghana by Milt Jackson. And he's been dead for a while, so he's probably not very bothered.
Just rolling slowly in his grave.
Yeah, just to add as well, if you have liked anything or want to listen again to anything we've played on Plain Sailing, then go over to the Facebook page, give us a like at the same time. Go on. And we put up a set list of all the songs that we played on the show each week, so if there's anything you guys want to check out, feel free to check it out there.
There's a nice eclectic mix up there now, isn't there, from various countries?
Yeah.
All the continents have been covered.
And space.
And space. And space.
Actually, I'll point out there was a girl who Shazammed a song from 2 weeks ago rather than go onto Facebook and like our page for the set list. Well, so that was upsetting.
Well, the other thing about that is that Shazam actually costs money now, so she's wasted her time.
Yeah, and she's missing out on the joke.
Well, she knows who she is. She's listening right now, so she knows who she is.
Well, shame on her. Ben's theory time.
Ben's
not really a theory. It's more of a fact I saw and I thought was particularly unusual.
Okay.
In general Africa, but Ghana to be specific, they have culture lessons in schools. Culture lessons about culture. And in these lessons, they play African drums. Now, I think that's unusual, because surely a culture lesson, you should sort of learn about other cultures.
I think it's different if you're in Ghana, maybe, because there are actually about 50 or 60 different sort of tribal groups exist within Ghana. So you're not likely to know about everyone's different culture. So, and also, if you live in a country like that, which doesn't have like a really set cultural identity, I guess that
it'd be easy to insult someone from another tribe. Because I think the highest percentage of people is only about 13% from one tribe. So there's so many tribes that have like 2 or 3% of the population.
But if you were sort of a Londoner, would you rather learn about sort of Germans or Geordies, you know?
Genuinely Geordies.
Would you?
Especially if there was some drumming in the background.
Yeah, but then think about that. There's going to be a lot of different groups within Germany that we don't think about. We think of Germans as one thing. That's why, like, sort of people who are northern sometimes complain about how most accents on the BBC are southern.
I
doesn't give them enough representation.
There are some German people I've understood more than northern people as well. Some people have accents.
Big up Germany, actually. Germany's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my little thought, sort of being crushed by you guys. So.
I quite like the drums. I think
I did African drum lessons at school.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I did that too. Yeah. That's exactly my point. We're learning their instruments. Why can't they learn ours?
Well, isn't that a little bit, maybe just a little bit imperialist? the kind of thing we want to avoid on Plain Sailing. We're a friendly travel show, not an imperialist one. We don't want people to...
People cheer when our little Plain Sailing ship arrives in the...
They don't go, no, the Plain Sailing team is here to steal our culture and ruin our lives.
Their red coats.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to go on to another song now. And after that, get excited, because we are going to be doing our Rice World Record. Yes.
We've adapted it very slightly. I've just run down and got some chopsticks from the noodle place in
Union. Yeah, the Plain Sailing Fact team has informed us that actually the world record takes place with chopsticks rather than without. Yeah. But we have some chopsticks, so
it's
the show can go
test
on. Yeah, it's dexterity.
Well,
it's a whole new kind of game for us. Right. So this is Lilies by Bat Flasher.
Again tonight I sang a song, a prayer if you will. Fell to the floor on blackened knees, and all the trees fell still. Press my hands between my thighs and pour the thistle milk. Beg the thunderbolts to strike. And so I
finished up my prayer, rose slowly and I stared, but I was empty as a grave.
So, the world record attempt has switched up who's doing what, because Mark has arrived.
Hello, everyone.
Mark's back.
Hey, Mark. Yay! Sorry I'm late. Well, you know, me and Ben did space last week. They went and dropped me off in Russia, of all places, because they thought we'd already done Russia, but they didn't know.
So
I had a bit of trouble.
So the plane sailing boat has brought you back.
I had to go through Syria, had a bit of trouble at the border. There were these three girls with British accents who waved me on through. They were nice. But now I'm here, so I'm sorry I'm late.
Right, so we move on to the world record.
Right, I'm going to stop speaking now as I approach the record. By the way, I've taken the record off everyone because I think I'm the only person here who can actually use chopsticks. Yeah.
He has the power.
I'm so cultured.
Okay,
so,
are we ready?
My voice is going to
go. Right, give me a little bit of time and I'll get the stopwatch up. Okay, so I have the timer set. Are you
What's the
ready?
Record? 23.
Yeah, 23. To be honest, this is probably the first one we've done which is actually doable. Really?
Right, so I want to get a running pressure. Commentary up because it's going to be quite fast.
All right, okay.
Okay, good luck.
So 3, 2, 1, go.
That's none so far. He's not even picked one up. That's one.
Has he got it in his mouth?
That's two.
He's got it in his mouth.
That's three.
Yeah.
That's one off on the floor. 4, 5, 6, 7. This
tantalizing.
Eight. This is quite good. Nine. 10. 11.
Go on, Alex.
12. 13. 14. 15.
How much 16, time we got?
We have
17.
20 seconds left.
18.
That's just
19. 20. Oh, come on. 20. 21. 22. 23.
Am I breaking the record?
24. Keep going. 20. Has he broken the record? Is this a real record?
Is it?
26, I think that is. 27. 28. Alex has. This is really new for plain sailing. Like, this is really new territory for. I'm going to play the bombastic Garnering National Anthem, because that's quite jolly, and we need this kind of...
I'm sorry, have I just broken a world record?
Alex, you've actually just broken a world record.
We have it on camera as well.
We have it on camera. Yay. Alex has actually...
I don't know
if that was a real record.
We're giving you the national... I'm going to put the link on the Facebook page. This is a real record.
I could have a plaque made for me, I think. Well, I should have a statue outside the Union with my chopsticks and a bag of rice.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased.
I think we're all in a bit of a state of shock here for the plain sailing team. It's all very surprising for us. But yes, right, okay, so we're going to be back next week. We're going to be back after Easter with more countries, more fun.
More hijinks.
Monday Sport is on after us, and I can't really think of a reason why this is related to Ghana, but this is Blur.
I hope your mothers had good Mother's Days, everyone. As well.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
To all the mums, everyone.
Yeah.
See you guys later. See ya.
The future's been sold. Every night we're gone, and some karaoke songs. How we like to sing along, though the words are wrong. In really, really, really could I find? Yes, it really. Your lucky